Bienvenidos a la Misa en Español, donde nosotros llevaremos hasta usted el amor de nuestro Padre en la Sagrada Eucaristía. Deseamos unirnos con Jesucristo en una entrega de los unos a los otros. Acompáñenos en nuestra oración eucarística.
En nombre del Padre, y del Hijo, y del Espíritu Santo, la gracia de nuestro Señor Jesucristo, el amor del Padre y el comunión del Espíritu Santo estén con todos ustedes. Hermanos y hermanas, para celebrar dignamente estos sagrados misterios, reconozcamos nuestros pecados. Yo confieso ante Dios Todopoderoso y ante ustedes, hermanos, que he pecado mucho de pensamiento, palabra, obra y omisión, por mi gran culpa. Por eso ruego a Santa María, siempre Virgen, a los ángeles, a los santos y a ustedes, hermanos, que intercedan por mí ante Dios nuestro Señor. Dios Todopoderoso, tenga misericordia de nosotros, perdona nuestros pecados y nos lleve a la vida eterna. Amén. Let us pray. O God, who have prepared for those who love you good things which no eye can see, fill our hearts, we pray, with the warmth of your love, so that, loving you in all things and above all things, we may attain your promises which surpass every human desire. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever.
Amen.
Primera lectura. Esto dice el Señor: velen por los derechos de los demás, practiquen la justicia, porque mi salvación está a punto de llegar y mi justicia a punto de manifestarse. A los extranjeros que se han adherido al Señor para servirlo, amarlo y darle culto, y a los que guardan el sábado sin profanarlo y se mantienen fieles a mi alianza, los conduciré a mi monte santo y los llenaré de alegría en mi casa de oración. Sus holocaustos y sacrificios serán gratos en mi altar, porque mi templo será la causa de oración para todos los pueblos. Palabra de Dios.
Alaben los pueblos, que todos los pueblos te alaben. Oh Dios, que te alaben los pueblos, que todos los pueblos te alaben. El Señor tenga piedad y nos bendiga. Ilumine su rostro sobre nosotros, conozca la tierra tus caminos, todos los pueblos tu salvación. Oh Dios, que te alaben los pueblos, que todos los pueblos te alaben. Que canten de alegría las naciones, porque riges la tierra con justicia, riges los pueblos con rectitud y gobiernas las naciones de la tierra. Oh Dios, que te alaban los pueblos, que todos los pueblos te alaben. Oh Dios, que te alaben los pueblos, que todos los pueblos te alaben. Que Dios nos bendiga, que le teman hasta los confines del orbe. Oh Dios, que te alaben los pueblos, que todos los pueblos te alaben.
A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Romans. Brothers and sisters, I am speaking to you Gentiles. Inasmuch as I am the apostle to the Gentiles, I glory in my ministry in order to make my race jealous and thus save more of them. For if their rejection is the reconciliation of the world, what will their acceptance be but life from the dead? For the gifts and the call of God are irrevocable. Just as you once disobeyed God but have now received mercy because of their disobedience, so they have now disobeyed in order that, by virtue of the mercy shown to you, they too may now receive mercy. For God delivered all to disobedience that he might have mercy upon all. The word of the Lord.
El Señor esté con ustedes. Lectura del Santo Evangelio según San Mateo. En aquel tiempo Jesús se retiró a la comarca de Tiro y Sidón. Entonces una mujer cananea le salió al encuentro y se puso a gritar: Señor, hijo de David, ten compasión de mí. Mi hija está terriblemente atormentada por un demonio. Jesús no le contestó una sola palabra, pero los discípulos se acercaron y lo rogaban: Atiéndela, porque viene gritando detrás de nosotros. Él les contestó: Yo no he sido enviado sino a las ovejas descarriadas de la casa de Israel. Ella se acercó entonces a Jesús y postrada ante él le dijo: Señor, ayúdame. Él le respondió: No está bien quitarles el pan a los hijos para echárselo a los perritos. Pero ella replicó: Es cierto, Señor, pero también los perritos se comen las migajas que caen de la mesa de sus amos. Entonces Jesús le respondió: Mujer, qué grande es tu fe. Que se cumpla lo que deseas. En aquel mismo instante quedó curada su hija. Palabra del Señor.
Well, first, let's define a term in this reading, in this statement, these statements. When human beings started separating, what was that, the Tower of Babel? When they all went to the four corners of the world, differences became common amongst people because of where they lived,
Maybe language started developing in different ways. Changes and differences started to become apparent amongst people. And some of those differences were, that's just how it was. Some of those differences and ways of people were by their own choice. People became part of groups. And this started to be true. In and of itself, there's no problem there. We're all in groups, some of them by our own choice, some of them because of things we that are beyond our control. But one always has to be careful, because when we become a part of groups, that nasty temptation can surface, sometimes very powerfully, called a group mentality. And then one of the ways that people will identify themselves or their group is by acknowledging how they are different than other groups. And sometimes those differences can become rather extreme and become incredibly important. So important that divisions occur. And even if it continues to foment within people, the differences can come about in which I am better than you because I'm different than you because of blank. You can just fill in the blank. And in the context of something when that occurs, and certainly it's happened throughout human history, words can come up. In English, we call them slang. Terms that we use to call people who are different than us. They're not words you usually use in polite society, usually. But they are words that are known, maybe secretly, but they're known. And these words come in all sorts of languages. This is something that has been going on for a long, long time throughout human history. Wars have begun because of this. Not only military battles, but wars within families. Wars with between tribes, between different peoples. It sometimes has gotten rather crude. But there are many examples throughout human history in which you can point that this has become the case. I am better than you because I am different than you in this particular way. Fill in the blank. So, and these differences, it can be religious differences, it could be skin color differences, it can be ethnic differences, it can be what part of town differences, it can be all political differences, it could be all sorts of things. We have slang terms for all sorts of people who are different. Everyone has these expressions. At the time of Jesus, it was very common slang term from Jews to those who were not Jew that you called them dogs. Now, in Espanol is perito, a little lap dog. It's still a condescending term, is it not? You dog. But it was a very common slang expression for Jews to use towards people who were not Jew. There are all sorts of terms. My sister Thursday, this past Thursday, called me and wished me a happy Left-Handers Day. It was evidently National Left-Handed Persons Day this past Thursday, and I'm left-handed. And she wanted to wish me a happy day. I guess they make holidays for anything these days. Now, I suppose I could have let that gone to my head a little bit and left-handers of the world unite. No reason to do that. But, there is a slang term for people who are left-handed. They're called southpaws. And I'll never forget the first time I was called a southpaw. It was in school. I had never heard the term before. I was in class, and someone looked at me and said, "You're a southpaw," which puzzled me greatly, because in the classroom, I was in the north side of the classroom, facing east, so my left hand was on the north side. I'm being called a southpaw? That doesn't make sense. Maybe a lot of slang expressions really don't make sense. But we have them, and we use them. And they've been used for centuries, and they'll probably continue to be used. Ways of making us all different, and even saying that I'm superior because you are different. So, the term dog here is a slang expression for a person who's not a Jew. Now, another thing about this passage in Matthew's gospel, it's a bit uncomfortable because Jesus seems rather crude here. He calls this woman this slang expression, and that seems rather harsh. But notice that he says this term after the disciples are expressing a little bit of uncomfort because of her presence. And maybe Jesus is using a very risky but telling teaching tactic. Sometimes the best way to teach someone about themselves is to confront the person with themselves. Because that little challenge can really tell us something. Stella, the insurance nurse in Alfred Hitchcock's wonderful film Rear Window, has some interesting lines all through the movie. One of them is something to the effect of, "Peeping Toms, peeping Toms. We live in a world of peeping Toms. What people should do is get outside of their houses and look in their own windows. They may not like what they see." And there's some truth to that. Maybe it's not a truth we want to face, but there is some truth to that. When we're confronted with our very selves, it can be a bit of a rude awakening. And that confrontation can really jolt us. But the question is, what do we do with that confrontation? Which raises an interesting question throughout all the Gospels. What do the apostles take away from all of these experiences they have with Jesus? At the end of this passage, it does not say, "And the disciples learned blank." We really don't know what they took away from this exchange. Hopefully they took away something. And that goes for you and I. We're not just hearing these readings to kill a few minutes in a ceremony. We're hearing these readings because the hope is that we're taking what is in these readings into our minds, into our hearts, into ourselves, because it'll help us work with the gift that was given to us at our baptism, namely the gift of faith. How am I using that faith? How is that faith developing within me? And this exchange is a help for us to develop that faith. So what is the lesson here? Well, let's look at it. Jesus is outside of Jewish territory. I think it's only twice in the Gospels that it states specifically that Jesus is outside of Jewish territory, and this is one of them. He's in what we would today say is southern Lebanon. Why is Jesus there? Well, just previous to this, the religious hierarchy have been really on Jesus' case about the fact that he and his disciples don't follow the law, particularly in the fact that they are doing manual labor on the Sabbath. And they nag and nag and nag. You know, it's one thing to be persistent. It's another thing to nag. And so Jesus goes into Gentile territory. The Jewish officials will not follow him. So he's outside of their realm. But he meets this Canaanite woman, and an interesting thing happens. Canaanite woman. Canaanites were some of the people who were in this land when Joshua brought the Israelites back over the Jordan into the promised land, the land promised to the Jews by God. Canaanites were one of the tribes that were in this area. And so these people are not Jews. And were looked down upon, obviously so, because they were given a slang term that was very well known amongst the Jews. And so this Canaanite woman comes up to Jesus, Lord, Son of David. She knows the titles. Lord, Son of David, my daughter is tormented by a demon. This woman obviously has heard of Jesus. This woman obviously knows who Jesus is. No, she's not a Jew, but by golly, Jesus has been working some miracles. I have a daughter who's in need. I'm going to go up to him. There's something to this woman. Jesus doesn't say a thing. The disciples get a little uncomfortable. Send her away. She's got two marks against her. Number one, she's a foreigner. She's a Canaanite. She's not one of us. And quite possibly, the slang word is going through the minds of the disciples, because they undoubtedly know it. It was a common term used. Number two, she's a woman. You don't speak with women. Women are for cooking and cleaning. This is a male-dominated society. So you don't strike up a conversation with every woman. So she's got two marks against her. They want her to go. Get her away. Now Jesus says he was sent to speak to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. He did say that. But why did he say that? Because if you're going to become messengers to all of God's creation, you've got to clean your own house first. You've got to take care of whatever faith is within you first. You need to get that ship shape first, so then you can go out and share that message with others. Jesus has already helped people outside of the Jewish faith. So, the fact that a foreigner is speaking to her is not an issue for Jesus. But when he sees their, uncomfortableness, he uses the term. It is not right to take the food of the children and throw it to the dogs. Now this woman gives a brilliant response to Jesus, truly brilliant response to Jesus, Lord, even the dogs eat the scraps that fall from the table. This woman is brilliant. In that statement, she makes it clear to Jesus that she deserves to be treated with dignity. Even dogs get food from the table. It's not just for the people who eat at the table. Jesus has had discussions with learned scholars of the law who get all wrapped up in their knowledge and what they know, and they get wrapped up in all of that as a distraction, and they get way off target of what their initial statement is all about, and they get distracted by all their distractions. But not this woman. She's on focus. She's staying on course. She came to Jesus because her daughter is in need, and now she is bending before Jesus, and his derogatory remark is not going to take me away from why I am before him, because my daughter is in need. This woman is not going to be distracted. This woman is going to stay focused. She has no degrees. She has no letters after her name. She has none of that type of knowledge, but she's a brilliant individual because she basically says, Lord, I am dignity. I deserve to be treated with dignity, and I am in need. Even dogs eat what comes from the table. And there's only one response to such a brilliant statement. Woman, great is your faith. It is great because she is focused. And her daughter is cured. This woman's desire and demand for dignity, in that statement, God is crying out and questioning each and every one of us. And it's making it very clear to us that we maybe need to sit back and think for ourselves about something. Why is it that we make such big deals about differences among us? Should we not go to the core and the root of everything that is God's creation and recognize that we all come from the same material? There are differences. Tell me something I don't know. There are differences among us, but why do we exacerbate those differences as being more important than what brings us together? What unites us? I think Jesus is teaching something valuable to his disciples, to you and I, in this little interchange with this woman. Jesus will have a parable about this same subject, but now it is this experience that is put before us. But it's a good question. Why are we so interested in differences when we are all created and come from the same source? We are creations of God. The other thing I think we learn from this incredible woman, this incredible teacher, is that we need to stay focused. Let's be honest. We can get incredibly distracted. And we can allow those distractions to become incredibly important. But is that what it means to be a person of faith? We should be focused with, as a person of faith, on one thing and one thing alone, and that is God. Yeah, it's scary. Yeah, we don't know the answers. Yeah, there's a lot of unknowns. But there's one thing we know. And God's presence is what we know. He is with us. God is with us. Why are distractions so incredibly important to us? This Canaanite, non-Jewish woman, we have no idea what her name is. She is an incredible teacher to us about what it means to be a person of faith. And she has opened up a subject that we need to give some thought and prayer to, how we relate to one another. For ultimately, we, each and every one of us, are creations of God. Shouldn't our relationship stop there? And shouldn't we relate to each other accordingly? Differences will be there, okay. But look what unites us. That's not important. It would seem that it is. So, in this little venture outside of Jewish territory, Jesus has brought before us a lot to think about, a lot to pray about. May God help us to learn from this woman what it means to have faith. Let us stand and profess our faith. I believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us men and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary and became man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Today's gospel shows us that no one's sincere pleas to the Lord will go unanswered. And so we have the confidence to bring our prayers and petitions before God.
For the church, that we may be a house of prayer for all people, welcoming everyone who seeks the Lord with a sincere heart, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Por nuestros líderes, para que consideren lo que es justo y que lo hagan dirigiendo así nuestros pasos por caminos de justicia, bienestar para todos. Roguemos al Señor.
Te rogamos, Señor.
For students, teachers, and administrators at the beginning of a new school year, that they may return eager to discover new things, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Por nuestra comunidad parroquial, para que estemos siempre dispuestos a ayudar a otras personas y recibirlas en nuestro rebaño. Roguemos al Señor. That God may extend his healing hand upon those who continue to be affected by the coronavirus and bless those who minister to them. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
We pray for the intentions of this Mass. We pray for the people of Corpus Christi Cathedral and for the eternal repose of the soul of Elisa G. Garcia. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
And for all those prayers we hold in the silence of our hearts. For these prayers and intentions, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Dios de todo y de todos, confiamos en tu extravagante gracia, que nunca pone límites ni entiende de obstáculos, ni se hace ajena a nadie. Atiende las súplicas que elevamos en favor de nuestros hermanos y hermanas y concédanoslas conforme a tu santa voluntad, por Jesucristo nuestro Señor. Amén. Ored, hermanos, para que este sacrificio mío y de ustedes sea agradable a Dios, Padre Todopoderoso. Receive our oblation, O Lord, by which is brought about a glorious exchange, that, by offering what you have given, we may merit to receive your very self through Christ our Lord. El Señor esté con ustedes. Levantemos el corazón. Demos gracias al Señor nuestro Dios. En verdad es justo y necesario, es nuestro deber y salvación, darte gracias siempre y en todo lugar, Señor, Padre Santo, Dios Todopoderoso y Eterno, por Cristo, Señor nuestro, porque naciendo restauró nuestra naturaleza caída, padeciendo en la cruz, borró nuestros pecados, resucitando de entre los muertos, nos proporcionó el acceso a la vida eterna y ascendió hasta ti, Padre, nos abrió las puertas del reino de los cielos. Por eso, unidos a la multitud de los ángeles y de los santos, te aclamamos llenos de alegría. Santo eres en verdad, Señor, fuente de toda santidad. Por eso te pedimos que santifiques estos dones con la fusión de tu Espíritu, de manera que se conviertan para nosotros en el cuerpo y la sangre de Jesucristo nuestro Señor, el cual, cuando iba a ser entregado a su pasión voluntariamente aceptada, tomó pan, dándote gracias, lo partió y lo dio a sus discípulos diciendo: tomen y coman todos de él, porque esto es mi cuerpo que será entregado por ustedes. Del mismo modo, acabada la cena, tomó el cáliz y, dándote gracias de nuevo, lo pasó a sus discípulos diciendo: tomen y beban todos de él, porque este es el cáliz de mi sangre, sangre de la alianza nueva y eterna, que será derramada por ustedes y por muchos para el perdón de los pecados. Hagan esto en conmemoración mía. Este es mi misterio de la fe.
We proclaim your death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection until you come again.
Así pues, Padre, al celebrar ahora el memorial de la muerte y resurrección de tu Hijo, te ofrecemos el pan de vida y el cáliz de salvación, y te damos gracias porque nos haces dignos de servirte en tu presencia. Te pedimos humildemente que el Espíritu Santo congregue en la unidad a cuantos participamos del cuerpo y la sangre de Cristo. Acuérdate, Señor, de tu Iglesia extendida por toda la tierra y con el Papa Francisco, con nuestro Obispo Michael y todos los pastores que cuidan de tu pueblo, llévala a su perfección por la caridad. Acuérdate también de nuestros hermanos que se durmieron en la esperanza de la resurrección y de todos los que han muerto en tu misericordia. Admítelos a contemplar la luz de tu rostro. Ten misericordia de todos nosotros y así con María, la Virgen, Madre de Dios, su esposo San José, los apóstoles y cuantos vivieron en tu amistad a través de los tiempos, merezcamos por tu Hijo Jesucristo compartir la vida eterna y cantar tus alabanzas. Por Cristo con él y en él, a ti Dios Padre omnipotente, en la unidad del Espíritu Santo, todo honor y toda gloria, por los siglos de los siglos. At the Savior's command and formed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that, by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you, look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever. Amen. The peace of the Lord be with you always. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter into my room, but only say the word and my soul shall be healed.
Oración para la comunión espiritual. Creo, Jesús mío, que estás realmente presente en el altísimo sacramento del altar. Te amo sobre todas las cosas y deseo ardientemente recibirte dentro de mi alma. Pero no pudiendo hacerlo sacramentalmente, ven al menos espiritualmente a mi corazón. Quédate conmigo y no permitas que me separe de ti. Amén.
Déjanos disfrutar eternamente de tu divinidad por el misterio de tu amor, tu cuerpo y sangre, Señor. Ángel del cielo bajo. Disfrutar eternamente de tu divinidad por el misterio de tu amor, tu cuerpo y sangre, Señor. Aquel que coma este pan nunca más morirá. Déjanos disfrutar eternamente de tu divinidad por el misterio de tu amor, tu cuerpo y sangre, Señor. El sacramento de amor que el mismo Cristo nos da. Déjanos disfrutar eternamente de tu divinidad por el misterio de tu amor, tu cuerpo y sangre, Señor. Pan de justicia y verdad, alivia el dolor. Déjanos disfrutar eternamente de tu divinidad por el misterio de tu amor. Tu cuerpo y sangre, Señor.
Let us pray. Made partakers of Christ through these sacraments, we humbly implore your mercy, Lord, that, conformed to his image on earth, we may merit also to be his co-heirs in heaven, who lives and reigns forever and ever. Amen. Father Pete has asked, as on the front of the bulletin is a prayer in the time of the pandemic. Father Pete has asked that everyone pray this prayer each day at the home, wherever, but that this prayer be prayed until the time of the pandemic is over, whenever that will be. So it's on the cover of the bulletin, so be sure to take a bulletin home with you. Otherwise, stay safe and stay well. El Señor esté con ustedes. La bendición de Dios Todopoderoso, Padre, Hijo y Espíritu Santo descienda sobre ustedes.
Vayan adelante, la misa ha terminado.
Demos gracias a Dios.
Jesus.